A week ago, the Wall Street Journal had an article on the brutal job market faced by recent law graduates. It noted that some of these people, in addition to looking at existing firms, were hanging out a shingle and starting their own practice. The paper referred to them as sole practitioners. 2 days earlier, in a journal article about young lawyers increasingly looking to small towns to start their careers, the paper used the term solo practitioners. Though sole and solo sound similar and have most of the same letters, they are not synonymous, nor even the same part of speech when used this way. Sole is an adjective, solo an adverb. Still, since I started law school in the 1990s, I have heard these terms used interchangeably and was never quite certain which was correct. I always preferred sole. It sounded more serious, more professional. Solo, with its opulent use of O, sounds jaunty and unserious. It brings to mind plastic cups and Harrison Ford. Sole, on the other hand, calls to mind the last of a kind, the lone holdout. In any event, only one can be right, right? Well, you know the Wall Street Journal doesn't think so, and not just last week. They've always been consistently inconsistent on the question. The paper first used solo practitioner in its modern legal sense in 1976 and sole practitioner in 1978. Both terms were used sparingly but interchangeably in the 1980s. By the 1990s, the two appeared more frequently, but neither achieved prominence. The New York Times is just as uneven in usage. Several times this year, the paper has used both sole and solo to describe legal practitioners. As far as I can tell, the Times first used sole practitioner in its modern legal sense, like the Journal, in the mid-1970s. The paper did use solo practitioner earlier, but only referring to dentists and medical doctors. It was not until the 1980s that the paper of record began using it to refer to lawyers. By the early 1990s, as newspaper occurrences suggest, the terms reached some sort of critical mass and made their way into common usage. Neither sole nor solo practitioner appears in any of the first six editions of Black's Law Dictionary, right up to 1990. But Mellenkopf's Dictionary of American Legal Usage, printed in 1992 and styling itself as, quote, a dictionary of the language of the law as used in America today, unquote, does have an undefined entry for sole practitioner. It refers the reader to the definition for law firm. Solo practitioner is not mentioned. Brian Garner, the Pope of Words, or at least law words, I'm not entirely clear on the ecclesiastical hierarchy in regular English, did not include either phrase in the first edition, published in 1987, of his important Dictionary of Modern Legal Usage. But in the second edition, published in 1995, he includes both, noting, quote, in American English, generally, sole practitioner is much more common, but there are areas, such as Texas, where solo predominates, unquote. And it appears to be spreading east. For the third edition of Garner's Usage Dictionary, published just last year, he adds a sentence to the Texas caveat, quote, in some states, such as New Jersey, both terms appear with almost equal frequency, unquote. Both words, too, are now in Black's Law Dictionary. This started in 1999 when Garner took over the helm for that publication's seventh edition. Tellingly, the entry for solo practitioner directs the reader to consult the definition for sole practitioner. So there you have it. Sole is preferred, though solo is accepted. I take some comfort in the fact that what I always thought to be true is true. Well, except for in Texas and New Jersey. But let's just say it wouldn't be the first time I had an English usage disagreement with those states. I'm Travis McDade.